And good morning. We are now at 8:33 on a Thursday morning, and we are a couple of days removed from an election, and it will be that time of the month when we welcome in, well, at this point, a couple members of the Randolph County Commission, Presiding Commissioner John Truesdale. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine. Good morning.
All right. You've known that guy across the table from you for how many years now?
Oh, I've known him for quite some time, but I've really known him pretty close here. Now here he's going up into his second year of term, and so we get to work together on a lot of different things.
Commissioner John Hobbs, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing very well. Good morning.
All right. Is it nice to have an election where your name's not on the ballot?
Yeah.
Can you relax a little bit then?
Just a little bit.
All right. Commissioner Wayne Wilcox is off attending another function right now, so he won't be able to join us this morning. And we also want to let folks know that if you have questions for the commission, of course, you can give us a call, 263-2424 or 388-6424. And before we go any further, I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to ignore one John and ask the other John something. Would that be all right?
That's absolutely fine.
All right. Mr. Hobbs, how did the roads do and that kind of thing after the 5-plus inches of rain we had just about a week and a half ago?
Oh, it was tremendous. We had not as much damage as most people would think, but we did have a tremendous amount of rock that washed off the roads into the ditches. The county crews have been out, and I've had a lot of phone calls, and I just want everybody to understand, during this, we've had rains, we've had snows, the temperature is up and down. They are trying. We have almost 500 miles of roads, and they are doing everything possible just to get the roads open. They did a wonderful job. They got the roads passable, and I want everybody to understand they got the roads passable. Are the roads up to snuff? Absolutely not. Will they be? Yes, they will. But it's going to take quite a bit of time to repair the damage that we did have. And they will get it with 500, 400 plus, almost 500 miles of roads. This is not going to be something within a week or two that we can have completed.
So are there any roads in particular you're concerned about, or is this just kind of in general?
Just kind of a general. We had more damage to the roads on the south of 24 over in my district, in the western district, than we had in the northeast. It's going to take getting the road. The amount of rock that washed off into the ditches was incredible, and to get all that repaired and try to salvage some of that rock, it's going to take some time.
All right, and kind of like we talked with the utilities director in Moberly, Mary West Calcagno, about this. This is an unusual rain because you had 5 inches of rain falling in a real short period of time.
Absolutely. I happened about the time that the rain started coming hard, I had went to my home, and Mr. Truesdale and Mr. Wilcox have seen the pictures, and it was, I had water within about 50 foot of my home at one time, and I sat quite a ways up on a hill. Do or do not, John.
That's right.
How about bridges? Are they doing okay?
All the bridges survived. We've got the Randolph County has got some of the best bridges around. They were built. They were constructed great. That's one thing that the past commissioners did very well is put in nice bridges.
All right, John. I got to ask you. There was a little election on Tuesday, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. In regards to the election and to the passing of the half-cent sales tax that will go to justice, we definitely want to come out again, want to thank all of the voters that got out that day. It was a old blustery, cold, wet, dreary day. We appreciate the fact that you lived up to your responsibility and you went to the polls and you voted, and we thank you that you voted for that initiative for us. If we had not gotten that issue passed, we would have had a chance in 2 years to have brought it up again. But if that had happened, we would have been right on the firing line of the expiration of the old tax. By passing this, it helps us to take and move the ideas for better justice forward. It allows us to turn around and to do the strategic planning that we need to do to try to get the absolute most out of the money that will be raised from this tax. And that I can assure you this, too, that the elected officials you have will be diligently watching this money. We appreciate what you, the tax payers, have done for us. and we will watch this money closely, carefully, and we will get the most value we can from it.
All right, let's clear up some things folks have been asking, too. When will the facility be paid for, and what's coming out of general revenue, what's coming out of this tax, that kind of thing.
And a very good question. We had a number of people ask that. We've tried to do diligence to pass that on, but we'll let you know again. The existing half-cent sales tax was created in order to build what we called at one time the Justice Center, which had our court facilities inside them and our jail facilities and the sheriff's office. And the money that was raised from that was used to not only build that facility, but it was also used to maintain and upkeep and to fund justice, if you would. That will expire in the year 2020. And this new half-cent tax that was voted on here Tuesday will start in 2020. And the plan of what we have is that as soon as that other one stops, we will initiate the new tax and let it come forward so that there won't be a break inside of them, but there won't be an overlap. Some people were concerned about, well, will there be an overlap on that? And the answer to that is no. The intention that we have is that we will pay everything off, close the old one, and then allow the new one to turn around and pick up and to come forward. And that should allow us to go by the finances of what we're seeing here today under the status quo for what we've got. I believe that there is enough money coming in from all the different resources to fund our county and to do well. And thank you for letting us keep it that way. We would have fell backwards if we had not. And so we will pick those pieces up. We'll move forward on it and decide the initiatives of what we need to do to keep law enforcement and justice moving in a healthy manner here for Randolph County.
Is it important to mention, too, the building is not paid off at this point yet?
That is correct. The building is not paid off, and it will not be paid off until the year 2020. So the existing half-cent sales tax that is there is doing its job. It's doing just exactly what it was intended to do. It is right on schedule, and that building will be paid off in 2020. That tax will sunset. And the new one will take over and go on, and we'll be able to continue to fight crime and to put criminals where they need to be.
So there will not be a tax increase?
There is no tax increase, no. There is no tax increase. The same monies that are being paid today, and what I'd like to point out about that, this is not a property tax. This is a sales tax. And in my opinion, a sales tax is the fairest of all taxing methods. Everybody, each one of us pays sales tax. Every time that we go out and we buy anything at the store, we all pay sales tax on it. The nice thing about this end, too, is Randolph County has a healthy portion of individuals from outside the county who come here to shop. And when they come here to shop, they pay our sales tax, too. And so we are able to capture that revenue and use that to our advantage. We get a lot of value, if you would, as far as into the government entities from these sales taxes because of that factor. It is not an increase. That tax exists today. There's a half-cent sales tax that's existing today. It will go away in 2020, and as soon as that one goes away, the new half-cent will start. So, no, there will be no increases to what you've been paying as far as in that end.
So, John, you were at the courthouse the other night with us, too. Who had the biggest smile on their faces when these returns started to come in?
Well, I hate to tell you, I think I did. I know John and Wayne did, but, of course, me being a handsome man as I am, I had the best smile.
Well,
can we put him under oath, please?
Oh, we can do something.
The handsome part is what I'm wondering about.
Well, beauty in the eye of the beholder, right? There is a lot of things to be said good about that. That initiative carried better than 2-1. And that speaks, I think, just volumes for the people here in Randolph County and how we view things and how we decide that we want to take care of our county and of the things that we have a need to. I believe the people of Randolph County are good stewards, and they understand that, and they do those things. In addition to this tax, and maybe just a little off the subject, that very same night, there was a bond issue that was being run up inside of Cairo. And I want to say kudos. Kudos to you folks up in Cairo. You know, can't say enough good about Cairo and their school system. I've been fortunate enough from a number of the different things that I've been involved in to have to interface with some of the students from Cairo on some of the different boards and committees and the different things that I serve on. And they always are just top-notch. I think they have an exceptional school district up there. They do a wonderful job. And definitely want to say thank you to the people of Cairo for turning around and promoting your school by turning around and passing that initiative.
Okay, let's pass this along, kind of a little inside information. We were all at the courthouse together on Tuesday night. Yeah. Darren Rapert was there, a superintendent from Northeast R4. It was not planned this way, but all he had to look at for about an hour and a half was the 8-2 absentee total. Cairo was one of the last precincts to come in, so he's just sitting there wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
Was that kind of fun to watch?
Well, it's pins and needles on those ends. I can tell you, for those of you folks and stuff who don't have to be on those ends, I'm glad you're not there. It is pins and needles for the rest of us. We've all worked hard. It takes a lot of work and effort to turn around and to create these ballots and to get the wording right on them, to get out to the community, to educate everybody. And boy, you're certainly hoping that you're going to be successful at passing your initiatives. But at the end of the day, it is the choice of the people. And you can look around and you can look in other communities and in other counties and in other places. And a lot of these folks are not passing their initiatives. And in Randolph County, you tend to see the other side of that fish. You see people taking a lot of great concern. They're willing to invest in themselves. They're willing to invest in their community.
Yeah, and Darren's a great guy, and he's a good friend, too. And it was wonderful to see him there that night. And I don't know if he was nervous or not. You certainly couldn't tell, but he had to wait until the very end. I got to ask you a final thought on the sales tax issue, and I'll throw this out to both of you as we're not 15 before 9 o'clock. What did Mark Nichols coming out and talking about this and being really the law enforcement leader of the county mean to it?
Well, I think that was very, very essential. Mark absolutely is a chief stakeholder in what that outcome would be. I'm very, very proud of our sheriff. I think he has done a good job for us. He's been a good steward for the county. I know that he will be as he continues to go forward. This is huge for him and huge for his department. It made all the difference in the world for the safety factors. And we've had some tragic events in the history of our county where we have lost our jailers in the past to cruel and heinous people that came in and murdered them there in the jail years ago. And we strive to maintain the safety of the people in the county and the safety of the jail itself. This sales tax was crucial to being able to keep the numbers of jailers that we've got, to keep everything up in a fashion that would turn around and make that a safe place to be able to incarcerate criminals into. And also, too, for the other factor, to be able to turn around and put our deputies in a safer place. Till you get into the situations, you know, where I didn't even recognize it till I got onto the commission. And so we heard one night where there was a stop that was being done on those cars. You remember that, Johnny?
Yes, sir, I do.
And a carload of people, and they were supposed to be armed, and we had sent one deputy up there, and one man was stopping that car. Now, the highway patrol was on the run trying to get there to him. You know, city of Mobile was on the run trying to get there to him. And we have good cooperation in those ends. We believe that we need to be able to have an adequate number of deputies on the road in order to prevent crime and in order to be able to assist each other when crimes are going down like that. Can you imagine where we would be if that was all that we had, that we only had one deputy that could possibly go out like that on a situation? And I think the people here in Randolph County saw that, knew that, realized it, and you voted the way you did because you know that we've got to do a better job.
And John, Mark is one of, I think, the most respected sheriffs across the state, isn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think people really understand the roles that Mark has to do. It's not just being a sheriff. I mean, I didn't understand everything that the sheriff had to do in a day's time until I became a commissioner, and that's one job, elected official job, I don't think I'd run for.
Well, he's got a he has his hands full. We run somewhere between 60 and 75 inmates at that jail full time. That falls on him. That's on his responsibility. Keeping all those road deputies on the road, that's his responsibility. He has a certain public relations job that's inside there to the county. The list that goes on for the sheriff just goes over and over and over again. And Mark has done a good job about handling that. Chief Deputy Turner.
Absolutely.
Mark has got some good people in there that are working for him that are doing a good job. They're responsible for all the security there at the courthouse and in the courts. It's a big job, and Mark Nichols and his staff have done a good job on that. Coming out and reporting, I think he carries the kind of clout and the weight and respect here in the county. And having Mark come out and say, look, we need this. This is a good thing for us. I think that was big and one of the key things that helped us to educate the public on how badly we did need this tax.
If it hadn't passed, I think we would have fell back years.
Yeah, we would have fell backwards.
This is Quicksilent This Morning, and Presiding Commissioner John Truesdell, Western District Commissioner John Hobbs are with us. And again, if you want to ask them something, we got a few minutes left in the program. 263-2424-388-6424. Got to ask you, John, we haven't talked a whole lot about the old courthouse. What's going on with that at this point?
Well, we're kind of in a wait-and-see standby mode, and we can be there for a little while. We're hoping that some different entities may be getting together, looking at prospects for trying to utilize the old facilities, hopefully creating some type of a historical site for it or some kind of a memorial to what we have. I know there are groups that are looking at it, but where we sit today, the word is out on that. We've informed the public and those individuals to present us with a plan. If you have an idea for what you would like to utilize and to do with that building, present to the commission a plan. Show us where your finances are so that we know that, okay, this plan can be fulfilled. And if and when that should happen, then we can take action on that and try to go down the road to preserving that site and creating something according to a plan that's given. Where we sit at today, we do not have any extra money to be spending over there on that particular facility or that courthouse, even to the tune of if we had to bring that facility down, that will cost a considerable amount of money just to bring that down. Now, we are in a position to where if that becomes a liability to the county, if we start having issues that are up there that would put people potentially in an unsafe environment, then we would have to address that. We would have to go in and we would have to do something to that different end. And that could change possibly the potential for the future of that building at that point. But right now we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode. The building has been unhooked from power. It's been unhooked from water. It's not costing us anything to have the building set there. And we're hoping to buy some time so that interested parties could have the ability to come forward on it. Somewhere in time, if that does not happen, obviously that building will be going down, and a commission at some point will have to address it and deal with it.
All right. Do you have a date in the back of your mind where you say, if nothing happens by this point, then we're going to have to do something?
We don't have a date in hand. We're not driven so much by the date of it as much as we are by the situation of it. The one wall that is there on the south end, isn't it, Johnny?
It is the south end. I personally go up and go through the building about once a month. And
Every inch of that building.
Yes, I do. I know that building. I emptied that building out, and I personally go over at least once a month, if not more. I know every Sunday I drive around the building to double-check to make sure nobody's broke into the building. But I go over and I take pictures of the couple spots we have in the building to make sure that the structural soundness of the building is still there. Now, once it gets in bad shape, we will have to do something with the building immediately.
Well, how far has that wall moved, Johnny? You said last time that you were up there, you thought that wall had moved out a little bit more.
Yeah, the first time I got up there, the wall is leaning about 4 to 6 inches. We went up there and took a plumb bob and measured it and scoped it.
And it's anchored.
It is anchored. On Mark Price's old office,
yes,
I think this winter that the building has moved about another inch, and that is not good. If you go up there, you'll see the two anchors have pulled through the wall.
All right. I imagine, too, and we've got just a couple minutes left, the county's still going to have to maintain that property when it comes to mowing grass and that kind of thing, right?
That is correct. And as a matter of fact, we currently have a bid that is outstanding to try to get someone to do the grass mowing and facilities management for lawn care for this coming summer. So if someone's interested in that end, please look into that. Give us a call. And try to put a bid in that's up on that end. But, yeah, the facilities there belong to us. The property still belongs to the county. And we're still looking at it and trying to see what we do. And much like what Johnny and I have just said, you know, we're not driven by a date and time for that building. But we are driven by the situation. If that wall falls, obviously then we're faced with having to deal with it at that point for sure.
Let me ask you, and we got again a couple minutes left. I just talked to the health department. They've saved a bunch of money by moving to their new facility in utilities. Is the county experiencing some savings like that too?
We did experience some savings inside of the utilities. At last time, and I haven't seen any figures setting up inside in front of me yet, Will Ellis, our county clerk, estimated somewhere around $80,000 had been saved as a result of the consolidation effort. And just another example of what we have tried to do at the commission by applying best practices. We've tried to utilize best business practices in a number of ways, and we are seeing savings and we're seeing efficiencies increasing as a result of those practices.
All right, we got about 45 seconds left. What's on the agenda today? Or did you want to mention something, John?
I just wanted to mention County Road 1285 in our northern side of the northwest side of the county. Building a bridge up there. We've got the deck on the bridge at this time, and we're waiting for the temperatures to get right so we can grout the cracks in the joints, put the mortar mix in the joints, and the temperature has to be 45 degrees or rising. And we're way above schedule, and I feel that even with the schedule that we have given them for the bridge to be completed, we'll be done way before our scheduled date.
All right, Western District Commissioner John Hobbs and Presiding Commissioner John Truesdale have joined us. And as we wrap up, I hate to tell you the news that it won't be warming up enough to do that anytime in the next day or two, as we're going to get down into the upper teens over the next couple of days, and we're going to be getting some snow as well. All right, that's going to wrap up the commission's monthly visit with us on Quicksand this morning.